Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, Apple's Beats brand is out with a new product. The Power Beats Fit come as the successor to the Beats Fit Pro that launched in 2022, but are rebranded under the iconic Power Beats name. The focus of the Power Beats Fit is largely on improving fit compared to their predecessors. Unlike the Power Beats Pro, which use an ear hook design that goes over the outside of your ear, the Power Beats Fit and the Beats Fit Pro before them use a wingtip style design where there's an added hook inside of your ear. Beats says the Power Beats Fit have been redesigned with a 20% more flexible wingtip, which should improve both fit and comfort. Ideally, this will also mean that the people who previously found the wingtip design uncomfortable might enjoy this update. The case is also 17% smaller than before. One area where Power Beats Fit remain unchanged compared to their predecessors is the audio chip. Just like the Beats Fit Pro, the new Power Beats Fit use Apple's H1 audio chip inside. You still get features like active noise cancellation, transparency mode, adaptive EQ, and personalized spatial audio. You'll miss out on things like the improved connectivity and automatic device switching offered by the H2 chip. Battery life on Power Beats Fit clocks in at 6 hours with active noise cancellation enabled, unchanged compared to Beats Fit Pro. Without ANC, you're looking at 7 hours of battery life, which is also identical to before, and in combination with the charging case, you'll get a total of 30 hours on a charge. Power Beats Fit are available to order today for $199, and they're available in jet black, gravel, gray, spark orange, and power pink. You can hit the link in the show notes to see what these colors look like. Next up today, Apple has released iOS 26.0.1 with a handful of important bug fixes for iPhone users. For iPhone 17 users in particular, there are two things worth pointing out. As we talked about last week, some iPhone 17 and iPhone Air users took to social media to complain of unreliable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi problems. Those users said their phones were randomly disconnecting from Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, leading to other problems with accessories like the Apple Watch and CarPlay. Apple says that iOS 26.0.1 should address those issues, saying in the release notes that the update solves problems where Wi-Fi and Bluetooth may occasionally disconnect on iPhone 17, iPhone Air, and iPhone 17 Pro models. iOS 26.0.1 also fixes a camera bug for the iPhone 17 lineup where photos taken under certain lighting conditions might have included unexpected artifacts. In addition to those iPhone 17-specific fixes, Apple also says the update patches a problem where some iPhone users were unable to connect to a cellular network after updating to iOS 26, where some app icons might have appeared blank after adding a custom tint, and it fixes some voiceover issues. There's also a singular security fix in iOS 26.0.1, and you can update your devices by heading to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. As always, we recommend updating as soon as possible to ensure you're getting the most stable and the most secure version of iOS on your iPhone. We're sponsored this week by FastMinder. FastMinder is an app that helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use interface for tracking your fasting, with a built-in timer that lets you choose from popular fasting plans like 16-8, 8-16, or to create your own custom schedule to fit your lifestyle. You can monitor your fasting progress with charts and graphs, track your fasting hours, your weight, your hydration, and much more to see how your body responds over time. And finally, FastMinder's September update adds new features like new app shortcuts. Hit the link in the show notes to try out FastMinder today and take control of your intermittent fasting habits. In other news today, expectations that Apple will launch an iPhone Fold next year get further traction this week from a Samsung announcement. While Apple's display partner did not mention the company by name, there seems little doubt who is being referenced. Everyone now seems aligned on reports that a foldable iPhone is coming next year, following the launch of the iPhone Air, which is seen as a stepping stone toward the far thinner displays needed for a foldable device. We've talked before about how the iPhone Fold will kind of be two iPhone Airs attached to one another. Apple was said to have been testing realistic prototypes of the device back in summer, and iOS 27 is reported to be focusing on features specifically for the folding form factor. Samsung Display is Apple's primary partner for iPhone screens, most notably for its most advanced models. The company is naturally expected to be making the display for the upcoming iPhone Fold. This week, the president of Samsung Display said during an event that the company is, quote, moving forward with preparations for mass production of OLED for foldable phones to be supplied to a North American client. He added that the client in question releases its new flagship products in the second half of the year. So again, even though there's no direct mention of Apple by name, it doesn't take too much speculation to assume that Samsung Display is referring to Apple in those comments. Rounding out today, Apple has also released macOS 26.0.1, which Apple says provides important bug fixes, security updates, and it fixes an issue that prevented some users with a Mac Studio from upgrading to macOS Tahoe. There are also new updates for the iPad, the Apple Watch, the Apple TV, and Apple Vision Pro. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.